Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm Tom, and I make a podcast where I log in to celebrities' Amazon accounts. It's called...
What a brilliant idea for a pod. There's no original pods out there anymore, but this genuinely is.
Oh, thanks, Ben Bailey-Smith. Anyway, it's called...
This is good, isn't it? It's clever, this podcast. You should do more.
Thanks, Kerry Godliman. It's called...
This is such a great idea, by the way. What a great podcast.
Shappy Corsander, you're too kind. The podcast is
called... It's biographical. You can get all sorts of information out of people. This is a very good idea.
Thank you, Nick Helm. It's called My Mate Bought a Toaster.
I'm going to listen to this podcast.
Thanks, Alex Horn. Can you tell your friends?
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Nice to see you all. Of course, we can't see any of you.
No.
But, you know, it's nice to be here in amongst it. And
God.
I was just saying to all the guys on Patreon, and if you're not a Patreoner, then you really should be because you're missing all the gold.
Bloody right.
I was just saying to them, and wasn't I, Barry?
Yes.
That it's so nice to be back in the same room, which is what we is, isn't it?
We're in my room. What I call my office.
Oh, you do call it your office.
I do call it my office, and I've got a lady who comes in. She does a little bit of
from the council.
She does a bit of paperwork. When I say paperwork, it's mostly
it's wanky. Well, that's a good start.
That's a poor start. We haven't done it. We haven't. I tell you what, we should do
what.
Our lovely poetry for summer.
Well, I've been writing loads of poetry for the summer.
I know. Hold on, you brought some.
I did bring some with me. Can you pass my manifesto?
Yeah, here we are.
Okay, here we go. So this is just a quick one.
Yeah.
It's more of a haiku.
Yeah.
Really than a full blown. All blown poem. Yeah. It's a haiku.
A haiku?
It goes like this. It goes, oh. Summer, you know.
Yeah.
And I am on my own.
Yes.
And I don't want to be alone. I want to be with another
person unknown.
Preferably a bird, you know. Who I will find down the road.
Bird.
And if she's at for doing it, I'll get her to do stuff to me, you know.
No.
So it's
a haiku.
It's not finished.
This is that lovely one I wrote about.
It's all about the summer.
I do like to go in the sun.
She's boom,
and occasionally show off my bum.
Why not?
I go to the beach and show off my peach. And Jesus, it burns like
a bomb.
A bomb.
Ooh.
My Margaret, she put on a costume. She didn't have much room.
There's not much wrong
to squeeze it all in. It's, what a sin. To see a lady.
You can see her din-dins.
Her din-dins.
Beautiful.
We went on holiday to Spain.
Oh, it's still going.
We had a hotel room. It's Uncle Drain's.
Oh, Christ.
My Margaret, she farted. Oh, yeah. The waiter, he started and told her to get home on the train. So,
well, we haven't spent much time away from this writing poetry.
No.
We're out of precious. I think
we are, with the song and the poetry was both
shit, wasn't it? Shit. Well, where have we been? I mean, that's what they want to know.
Of course, they do.
It's been a little bit of a while since we have been here and we have done this, but things have been afoot. They really have been afoot.
You might as well be honest about what happened.
Well, I don't know whether many of you know this.
Yeah.
Some of you will, some of you won't. Some of my more private people who have got in touch with me via the back channels and the nefarious methods will know that about 3 months ago, I stepped in the biggest dog shit. That...
Yeah, it was enormous.
Oh, it's the biggest
one
I've ever seen. Like, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
And I stepped in it. And it went up my leg, like splashed, really.
Yeah.
Right, and it splashed up the side of my trousers leg. And I don't know what this dog had eaten, but I could not get it off.
That's it.
And I thought to myself, there's no way I can do another podcast with Barry with this muck on me.
Yeah.
So I've been scrubbing that and scrubbing it and scrubbing it. And I tried all sorts of different various products to get it off. Yeah. And, you know, I just couldn't do it, you know.
Right.
In the end, I've rung up Burrell. Paul Burrell.
Paul Burrell, the rock.
The rock. I rung
from Diana's Rock.
I rung him up. I says, Paul, this is the problem here. Might be able to, I hope we are trotting this big dog shit and it's gone on my shoe.
Mm-hmm.
You know all about that because of your Puritan buckled shoes.
Oh,
you must have been stepping
Well, with
in.
The corgis, yeah.
Oh, this is the thing, right? This is the thing. He says to me, because I don't know whether you know this, but Diana sold Burrell to the Queen.
That's it.
Right?
That's it.
To be used as a corgi's toilet. And he told me that. He says that... He says, well, it's funny you should say this because I was used as the corgi's toilet many years where they was allowed to come into the room on the behest of the Queen and I would lie down on the middle of the floor, the wooden floor, and they would... Like, when they was ready, I knew they was ready, I just whistled them over.
Yeah.
And one by one, they'd just climb on top of me, stand there, and they'd, you know, do muck on me, like poo and stuff. Right? And after that, he says, well, of course I had to develop a very quick method of cleaning it off my clothes.
Of course.
So he says to me, what do you want? It's caustic soda.
Yeah.
And you want a good sponge.
Yeah.
And you want to go at it with a lot of elbow grease, you know?
Yeah.
And then put some super glue over the top of that. I'm like, I said, super glue? He says, yeah, you'd be surprised.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, I tried this method that he told me, and sure enough, it came off. So I'm back.
Yeah.
I feel better
it
now.
It was a long old process.
It took ages.
But I have... During that time, I was in constant contact with Angelo, saying, can we get back? He said, not yet. I've got to sort myself. I've got to clean myself up.
Yeah, muck on my legs.
So what I done was I went out, done a little bit of voluntary work in a charity shop.
Right.
Where a number of elderly people would come in, try on the clothes and all that sort of stuff. And it was my job, really, to keep up the... Well, keep the income coming.
Yeah, keep it coming.
It was for the testicles. It was on behalf of testicles. So we
the testicle club.
The testicle charities. They come in and... And, you know...
Testicle charities.
And so what people would come in, all the old folk, and they go, you got, I'm after a new suit. Or something. I go, come over to this room. Well, I do. They look shit in it.
Terrible. All hanging off them.
It does suit you, I'd go.
Three sizes too big, isn't it?
And I grabbed you know, the, from behind, grab the jacket, scrunch it all out.
And then take a photo of it.
Yeah, like, oh, that's really nice. Would you like some cufflinks? Mm. You know, I'd get them
Accessorise it
a bit. And then I'd go to, you know, there's a magical case, you know, which has all the lovely stuff. And I'd go, oh, hold it. I go, Suzanne, can I have the key to the case? Yeah. You know, open it up.
Make it all special
and all that. Yeah. Anyway.
Where did all this stuff come from, anyway?
Kensington Palace.
Is it?
Burrell. He said to me, we've got some old, some of Prince Charles' old stuff up in the loft.
I wish he had kept safe
up there. He kept safe up there. And Burrell, kept it safe. Burrell had spirited it away. He asked me to look after it. Well, of course he didn't. Yeah. Charles?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can have my ivory cufflinks. You can have.
Please look after them.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, oh, real ermine robes, Paul. Yeah.
Would you mind looking after the Crown of England?
Indefinitely, in your love.
Yeah, in your love, please.
Yeah.
Just mark it up and stick it in an IKEA box so we know where it is.
Yeah, that's what it is. So, I mean, Burrell gave me all this. I mean, people had no idea where it was from and all that, you know.
Yeah, I know.
But, I mean...
You must have shifted some stuff.
Oh, Christ, we made an awful lot of money.
I bet you did.
And, of course...
For the testicles.
And then we had some of Prince Philip's old hand-me-downs at Burrell.
He got hold of some of that after he popped his clubs.
But...
Yeah. Please look after... The Queen's police, can you look after Philip's gear, even though you live in America now?
That's it. So we come back... But in charity shops. I worked
for the testicles.
Yes.
I worked for the tits. I worked for the bum. The bum charity.
Anal Fishers.
I think it was that. Yeah. Anal Fishers charity.
Yeah.
And I sold furniture in there.
Yeah.
Not very unusual, you know?
Yeah.
And some of the shit that they came brought in and all this stuff, it was my job just to take it in and just to mark it off and write down, you know, what it was and all this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And so I do this and then someone brings in a rocking horse and all that.
That's all nice stuff.
Right? You know, Elton comes in, right?
She's a spender holic, but also at the same time
she's really tight, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, she comes in, right, with all this stuff, right? I says to her, and he gets, you're like, she's bin liner, bang, straight in the middle of the floor, right? And I'm pulling out all this stuff. I says, what's this? Right?
Yeah.
It's like it's one of them barbecues you get at a garage, right?
Right.
But it's all used, right? So it's just
grease on it as well.
It's just a silver tray,
yeah.
Right, with all like shit on it and stuff.
Yeah.
I says, what's that? It says it's a barbecue, right? I says, you can't. What do you mean? He goes, I want to give it to charity, you know.
Yeah.
I said, well, we can't sell this because it's like. It's a tray, it's a silver tray. I says, you should just put it in the bin or chuck it down the dump, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, no, give it to charity because it's mine and they'll want it and all this.
I said,
they won't want it, right? Mm. Anyway, that's one bit. And he goes, I says, what's this, right? And it's just like a pair of pants of his, right?
Oh,
and you know it's his because it's like got E. John on it, right?
Yeah, E. John.
And I says, all right, we might be able to do something with this, right? And I look in there, right? And he's all like, they're not.
It's muck on it. They're not clean. No, they're not clean.
It's muck in it, right?
Yeah.
Also, turn it round, it's a big old rip up the back, right?
Oh, God.
I says, Elton, what are you doing with these? Why are you giving them to us? He says, they're my pants. People will want my pants.
He says,
I bought these pants in 1977 and I stopped wearing them last year.
Yes.
I says, well, Elton, you've put some weight on since then.
Yeah.
I think it's fair to say, right, which is why they've clearly so threadbare that they've just ripped in the arse.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He goes, I don't care, they'll want my pants, so just put them in the Elton John pile.
Yeah.
And I'm going, oh my God. So I eventually, after all this muck, it's just a load of other bin liners in there.
Yeah.
Right? And I says, well, there's nothing else in here. Yeah. And she says, oh, those bin liners. I said, I'm not selling bin liners. I said, but they're my bin liners.
Yeah,
you know? Nick, grab them off me. He got his Tipex pen, you know, that he always
carries. I know. Right? Yeah.
He grabs that, he got his Tipex pen out, it's just put EJ on them. And I says, well,
what's that going to go for?
He says, well, because it's my initial, I signed them. I said, look, anyone could have written EJ on a bin liner with a Tipex pen, mate. They don't know it's you.
Yeah.
He says, well, tell them it was me. I said, it won't make no difference, you know. The problem with him is he doesn't understand how charity shops work.
Well,
he thinks it's all a bloody auction.
Richard and Greta gonna make your lives better today
if you'll subscribe to our podcast.
You know, it's all about how to get the most out of your partner.
And we're partners,
so we know all about it.
It's good. Get it wherever you want to get it, when you go and get it from your podcast place. Richard and Greta.
You know?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Kim Woodburn. Same thing exactly. Yeah. You know her snakey head.
Snakey head, yeah.
She's got a whole bin liner of that. She's going, hello, lovey.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to sell these?
Drawer,
it's all, yeah, all that.
Yeah.
So I open up this bin liner. There's, well, for a kickoff, it stinks. All of Venice beehives.
Oh, it stinks. Why
it stinks of all. Well, where she's been cleaning stuff.
Right.
Getting
her
head down the toilet.
It stinks of all that.
It stinks of all that.
Cleaning.
But cleaning stuff. There's some of it. I mean, you know, like, there's all insects in it, oh, in her hair.
When she was in the jungle.
Yeah. She's gone. Would you like some of my underwear to sell and all that? She put a Tipex on it.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, she gets a bodice. Oh, she's got with the bra and everything.
Yeah, push it all up.
It's all maggots.
Oh, stinks.
Stinks. Riddled with maggots. I said,
oh,
Kim!
Right, oh, God.
Kim!
Even after a good wash.
We can't sell this.
Fair.
I said, no. I said, it's not fair on people. You know, the elders come in. Oh, Barry, can I try on this bodice? Well, I, you know.
Well, you can if you like.
You can if you like, but it's riddled with
maggots.
They're like, oh, let me try. I say, all right. So they go in the cubicle. Right, and, right. And look, they're like, oh, I want to contribute. I said, just go down Marks and Spencer. Yeah. Oh, no, I want to contribute to anal fishes.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
Then, you know, I'll try it on.
Enough, so it doesn't hurt so much.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, and we, in the end, we made very, very little money. The only thing that rescued us was when David Van Day
brought in
some of his gold discs. I mean, he said they were gold discs.
He just sprayed them gold. He'd gone down to the Virgin and bought a couple of CDs and sprayed it.
If you have a look,
gold, didn't he?
If you look, he's and on the label, he's written with his white tip. It said Agadoo. I could see it said Agadoo. Yeah, yeah. And he's put in Mirror Mirror by Dollar. And he's written underneath on a white, you know, post-it note that you can get. Yeah. He's framed it and it goes for services to pop music, spelt wrong.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror.
Poop music. Yeah.
Mirror, mirror. Four million copies.
Right.
Presented to David Van Day by Roy Castle on Record Breakers. On Record Breakers.
Right.
I said, David, you
come down in the last
shower. And I said, fuck off.
He's done this before. He's got history with this. Right?
Oh, yeah. What, the charity shop?
No, well, I used to work... EMI, right? As you know, I was a big old record mogul.
Of course, you're an A&R man.
I was a huge record mogul, right?
Yeah,
industry bigwig, right? For a long time, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm behind my big oak desk one day, just crunching numbers, booking action, just listening to some new music.
Giving you 10 seconds of listening.
Yeah, trying to find something new that excites me. Yeah. So, anyway, he comes in one day, he goes, I'm short cash. I said, listen, there's no shame in that. There's no shame in that,
right?
There's no shame in that at all. Yeah. Okay, maybe I can help you. You know, because we was on speaking terms then.
Yeah.
All right. I says, what do you need? He says, well, I don't want your charity. I says, no, it's fine. No problem. I wasn't going to give you none. He says, but I do have something to sell.
Right.
I says, okay. What is it you got?
Right.
He goes, I've got an original copy of David Bowie's. Ziggy Stardust. On vinyl.
My God. Bit his hand off.
Ziggy Stardust, and it was one of the first singles, right, off of that album.
First pressing,
7-inch single.
Got it.
Right. Oh, I think it was something like Suffragette City. One of them big Bowie tunes. He says, this is like first pressing, and this is. Worth a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
I says, okay, David,
okay,
how much do you want for this? He went, I'm not a greedy man, he says.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Right,
that's not true, right? He says, I want £20,000. I says, look, that's okay, that seems fair. And I was working in the music industry, I knew all about the ins and outs. I go, okay, all right, let me have a look. And I had a little look at it, right? And I says, well, let me just put it on a record player, right?
Right.
And then he's like, oh, no, don't do it.
Yeah, don't do that.
Anyway, he says, it's a gold copy, right?
Yeah.
It was sprayed gold. And that. Okay. I said, well, let me put it on a record player, you know?
Yeah.
And he goes, no. He says, don't do that. I says, why not? You know, he says, because, you know, you'll ruin it. You'll ruin the record.
Yeah.
I says, well, it's a record, David. You know, I put it on the record player.
Yeah.
And he's trying to pull it and grab it off me like this. I says, David, you're going to break it,
mate. Yeah, that's
right. And he went, no. And I wrestled it off him like that. And I stuck it on the record player.
Yeah.
And I put it on.
That's right.
And it starts up and he goes... Bish bash bosh, I'm a celebrity. Bish bash bosh, I'm down on my knees. It was that shitty song he done
with Timmy
Matt
Malley.
In the jungle, right? Which he spray painted it and he tried to make out it was the first original David Bowie single. And I said, David, this is pathetic. You need money, I can give you money because I'm a bigwig, right?
Yeah, that's it.
But don't come trying to sell this junk to me, mate. You know what he's like.
I had a very similar thing with Leslie Joseph, right?
Oh, yeah.
Off from of Birds of the Birds of the Feathers, right? I was skint. Working in... She's skint. Right. She's absolutely skint as arse.
Skint. Right. She come to you?
She come to me. Right. She says, I've got a genuine Bentley... from the album, it's worth something in the region of £75,000. Right. I went.
Were you impressed?
I said, Suzanne, can you just mind the shop?
Is this when you was in the charity shop?
Yeah,
right.
Said for 70 grand. She said you could flog this. You know, she said, I've fallen on hard times. Right. Quirk don't want to do Birds of a Feather no more. The Robson's gone fucking mad.
So. Yeah.
It's outside. So I went, oh, Leslie, don't waste my time.
Legally, I think we should probably point out that at no point has Linda Robson gone mad.
No, Linda Robson has not gone mad. And also, for the record, Dame Van Dyke is not a greedy man. He's just talentless. No, he's not.
No,
he's brilliant. Anyway, go outside, Leslie Jones. I mean, the silly bitch.
Oh, no.
She's got, you know, like a kid's,
embarrassing,
a kid's go-kart, right?
Yeah, this is it.
It's got one pram wheel on it, right?
Yeah,
it's basically a couple of planks of wood. And there's one pram wheel and a skateboard wheel.
She's
gone mad. Although, if you're listening, she hasn't actually gone mad. It's an expression.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean
expression.
It's just an expression.
Yeah.
She's got on that and she goes...
But when you're presented with something like that, she's told you it's a Bentley, it's hard to think...
It's hard to define her, her mental status as anything but
a man.
She goes, I went, Leslie, you really... This is hopeless. She says, will you give me 75 grand for it? I said, hold on, there is a drinks cabinet, right?
Yeah.
So she lifts it up underneath. There was a can of Coke squashed on the floor. You must be joking. You must be fucking joking. She went, all right.
You can't say anything because you're very sensitive.
She's very, very sensitive. And she's doing her bit for charity.
Yeah, I know.
So she went, oh, well, you don't want to buy. I said... She went, well, it's got state-of-the-art steering.
Right.
Well, it was a piece of string, like a child would do, and at the front you pulled the...
Yeah.
She said it was one of the first power-assisted steering.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a piece of string.
Right.
She says it does have one slight caveat. There's something wrong with it.
Slight flaw.
There's a... It's a dog shit on the front wheel. It just... She said, all right, will you take... 65,000. I went, get out, Leslie, you silly cow. You know,
right. I mean, it's amazing that they try it on, isn't it?
Of course they try it.
They try it on. I mean, I remember when I was working for the Westlands heliport, right?
I remember, yeah.
You remember, I was there for quite a few years,
very much,
right?
So, yeah.
And I was involved, you know, all the comings and goings to the helicopters and stuff.
Yeah, very busy.
And very busy, man, I was. Yeah. And, I dealt in helicopters on the side, you know, I dealt with them. Anyway, I get this knock on the door, on the glass panel door.
Yeah.
Because I had a big office in the corner. Bang, bang, bang on the door, right? Yeah. And I says, hello. And of course, it's hello.
Oh, yeah.
I says, I know who that is.
We know that.
I says, all right, Kim, what do you want?
Kim Jong Un, for any unsuspecting listeners. Yeah.
I says, what do you want? He says, I have got the King of Helicopters to sell you.
Oh, God.
I went, have you? He went,
have you really?
Yeah, have you? I says, he says, yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
I know you're in the market for it.
Yeah.
I says, I am in the market for helicopters, Kim, but, I mean, we've been here before, haven't we, with this stuff?
Yeah.
I don't think they've got helicopters in North Korea, right?
No.
So he says, no, come and have a look. Well, I got it. I says, all right. Let's cut the check. How much do you want for it first of all? £120,000.
Oh. Right?
Which, I says, well, that's quite cheap for an helicopter.
Yeah.
He says, oh, really? I went, yeah. He says, oh, I want £120 million. I said, that's too much.
Yeah.
Right? He said, all right, £10 million? I said, all right.
All right, that's probably about
how much the helicopter costs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, I want £10 million. I went, all right, let's have a look. He shakes me out there, right?
Yeah.
And... He's driven out. You know, he's got his Ford Escort, right?
Yeah.
Right, he put a trailer on the back of it.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's just like a couple of wheelbarrows.
Yeah.
Right, that's his trailer for a start.
Yeah.
And on top of that,
what's he
right, he's got two, like, skis, which he, like, skis that you ski down a mountain with, right?
Yeah.
So that's the bottom. That's the bottom. And on top of that, he's just got, like, he's built these boxes out of wood, right? This cardboard box.
Yeah.
And on top of that, he's taken a, you know, like a fan that just goes round in the room.
Yeah, oh,
like
I know.
He's stuck that on a bit of wood, just going round and round and round like that.
Yeah.
And I says, what? Yeah. I says, what are you doing? He says, come and see my helicopter.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And he climbs in the box and he just flings this thing round like that. He says, oh, look, it go really far. Yeah. I says, Kim, don't take the piss out of me, please.
Oh, right.
You're wasting my time. Yeah. I'm not going to give you 10 million quid for a couple of boxes on a ski with a fan on the top. Oh, you insane, you know.
Yeah.
Trouble is, he knows he can sell that in North Korea. He knows.
Well, who's going to say? Who's going to say no?
No one's going to say no.
I had a similar problem with Andrew Neil. You know, with the hair.
Yeah,
he came to the charity
GB News.
GBBs. They started to call it. It's so crap. But anyway, he came to the charity shop, and I wanted to do my bit for. Well, not Indian. He's got a funny voice, and he goes, "I want to do my bit." For anal fish. He said, Susan, can you just mind the kiosk? And I went out and he went, he's just come and look in my car.
Right.
He said, hold on, he's fishing around with something in the boot. Yeah. And he goes,
there's shit on the back seat, isn't it? All these Brexit papers and all that.
Oh, all that's there. Yeah. It's all that razzle on the back seat.
Cardboard boxes full of fags. On the back seat, innit?
Big Mac boxes, a lot. It's all shit he's done. I said, you want a
big 2 litre bottle of cider?
Yeah, that's what he's got there. All fags, all fag packets.
Where is it?
Where's it gone? Anyway, eventually, he picks up this box, right? Mm. And he's holding it sort of round about his midriff, right?
Balls.
And he goes, I've got a diamond ring. With a special presentation.
I think, to present it. Yeah.
Anyway, it was like the old, it's that old trick they used to do in the cinema with a popcorn.
Yeah, I know.
I can tell it is not pushed through a hole with some silk on it and a ring. It was embarrassing. And he went, how much will you give me for that? And he goes, don't you want to have a closer look? I went, no, Andrew, no, I do not. Go on.
What are you trying to tell him? I mean, I know he's on our times.
Come on, he goes. Try and pull it off his presentation cone, which was his knob. I said, all right. So I tried to pull this thing. I've got to pull a bit harder.
You caught one of his pubes. He's going, ow!
I caught one of his pubes. No. I couldn't get it over his helmet. It was just swelled up by now. I said, I don't want it anymore.
Circulation. Yeah. That's what happened.
He said, oh, go on, I'm doing my bit for charity. Try and pull it off. I went, Andrew, please.
You're disgusting.
There was a time you was a respecting journalist. Now you want me to pull a ring off your knob.
In the back of a car.
In a car park in Watford High Street.
I mean, it's confusing.
I looked over to Suzanne. I went, Suzanne, I'm coming back in. Go back in the storeroom. I'm coming in.
Avert your gaze.
So then I get in there and I'm back behind the till. What do I see?
Knocking on the door, he's going,
do you not want it? He's going, and I look down and sure enough, he's got the silk, it's like a lovely sort of yellowy silk thing with this massive ring round his penis.
Yeah, I know. And he's got a boxer in there.
Yeah.
I remember because he tried selling it to me. You know,
he did,
and,
didn't he?
Yeah, that's and right. What happens is when you tug at the ring and you try and pull it off over his helmet, by now it's swollen up.
Yeah, right. Swollen up by now, yeah.
The knob goes up, right?
So it goes right up.
It goes up and he knows it, right?
Of course
and
so he does.
He can then stand there with the box just like on its own,
yeah,
with no hands.
That's you know, it, and he thinks that's a selling point.
Yeah, right, and you go, I'm not interested in this now when it's up. I'm not interested when it's down. You know, neither of the ways your knob is makes me want to buy this thing.
Well,
you know?
I mean, I saw this was in the papers, wasn't it?
It was
in the classifiers at the back.
Oh, yes, right.
Ring for sale.
Yeah.
Brackets, up or
up
down.
Or down
up
or
down.
Like, and when you read it, you go, what's he talking
what
about?
What is he talking
you
about? Know? I mean, any unsuspecting phone A. Neil, you know, and any unsuspecting, but any pensioner who thinks, I've got a nice antique ring, not a bad ring.
Yeah. They probably go, what, up or down? I don't know.
It doesn't matter what that means. Yeah, and it goes, presentation box.
Yeah.
Well, that, okay, it's a shoe box is what it is, and he's put some straw in it.
Yeah.
But with this thing laying on top of it.
Some parsley.
And some parsley, inexplicably the parsley.
Strange, isn't it? Yeah.
And it just speaks to A. Neil, and then it in brackets, get the ball, up or down, he's put again.
Just to be total transparency.
Total transparency. And that's what
well,
he said.
Well, I did warn you.
It was up or down. You know, and this is the thing. I said, I don't care if the shop goes out of business.
No.
No one wants your coccyx ring in the shop, Andrew.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh,
Christ. That's celebrity for you,
isn't it? He sends you bonkers. Well, I think it should have helped.
It should have helped.
I can't see why it wouldn't have done. But look, this is flim-flam, isn't it?
This
what
is
we're doing here.
Oh, this is nothing.
This is fool's gold. Yeah, tip of the iceberg.
Tip of the iceberg stuff.
You know.
Yeah, but the real gold.
The gold dust
is over on Patreon.
So all you've got to do is pay very little amounts of money.
Very little amounts of money.
You get what you pay for.
You get what you pay. And
you get.
Yeah. And so if you go to that Patreon, what's it called? Andros and Barry.
Patreon.
Go on there. And we will be providing some absolute gold.
Oh, yeah. You can see the video of this, and this is good because we're in the same room next to each other now.
You can see my saggy eyes because I had a drink last night. I look bloody awful. Now, look, in terms of doing more stuff, we are back.
We're back
and we're proud, and we're going to do lots more, and we're even going to plan it a little bit.
Yeah, we will do.
But it's been very difficult. We've had a few issues, but we're back and we're raring to go.
We really are.
Please do not send any beehives, dick pics, cock rings, Puritan shoes, dog shit, or anything like that, because we don't want it.
Fireworks through the letterbox.
Don't do anything like that. Don't do that, please. Be nice. Okay.
All right, guys. Until next time. We love all of you.
Bye now.
Hello, I'm Justin.
And I'm Lucy.
And together we are the hosts of Plenty Questions.
It's a very straightforward general knowledge quiz.
We ask you 20 questions, one after the other, 5 second gap in between, and you shout the answers out.
And then you tweet us to let us know how you've got on.
See if you can get 20 out of 20. No one has so far, but that's because we haven't started doing it yet.
But we will. And there's also going to be some fiendish brain teasers, so join us for
Plenty Questions.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real, frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.